This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What a great combo these two. What do you think, Sarah J?
That's a great one.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm already envisioning the scene.
Yeah.
You can't hear the song without also seeing the video.
Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, welcoming you to another hour of the Good Day program, focusing on what's valuable. When I'm asked this question, first thing that I think of is perhaps how much do I have in my wallet? You do too, right? You think about what's they haven't put my house on the market. What's somebody willing to pay for it? Or my car's for sale. How much will you give me for it? But there are so many different things that are valuable. Maybe they're valuable to you. Like I got a Father's Day card from my daughter. That has absolutely no value to anybody but me. But yet, for me, it's a treasure. And I put it with all the other cars. I've never thrown anything. The hallway that comes to the studio is filled with my children's memorabilia. I have these great big 5x3 framed, I don't know what you would call them, they're mosaics. I have three or four of them in different places around the country, around the house, representing different eras of my children's maturation. And then there are the things like the cards and the notes that come from Miles. And when Jazzman, when I call him Jazzman, Jasper, he gets old enough to scribble something, that'll be a keepsake, goes on the refrigerator. We all do that, right? Don't you do that with Max stuff?
Oh, absolutely. I have some of his stuff. I have everything my nieces have ever given me.
Yeah.
Every birthday card or Christmas card from people.
It's fabulous. Yeah. So maybe what I'm suggesting here, maybe this is a good social media thing, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show and Twitter, Good Day On Air. What is valuable to you? What is that thing or those things that are the most valuable to you? And most of those things are not going to have any value to anybody else. And I ask the question in part because here's the story of a woman who found 4 plates. She bought them for $6. And she found out they were made by Pablo Picasso. Right? She goes shopping in a thrift store, loves to go there, and so she said, these plates resemble human faces. So, yeah, they make a great table set. They were $1.99 a plate, right next to the name Picasso. Her name is Nancy Cavalieri. She fills up her home with pieces, checked her enthusiasm in the China aisle. Wow, she didn't know Picasso made ceramics. So, do you think that people even knew who Picasso was when they put these plates up for the people in the store?
Or they thought somebody made these plates and just used the name Picasso, or, instead of signing their own name, they did something, and they probably did not think in any way, shape, or form these were real, legitimate, from
Picasso. They're worth from $4,000 to $10,000 a piece. I'll be happy to give you $2 or something I can sell for $4,000.
Yeah. Or they could have thought that these were replicated.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of that stuff. You know, I get a kick out of this. My friend Uri Geller, who has done a lot of designing of plates and homeware and that stuff, home goods, that sort of thing. Somebody sold something that wasn't his, but they claimed it was in Japan, so he sued him. And there were a couple of things. The Japanese love Uri Geller for whatever the reason. And so he's had, there was a Pokemon thing that used his likeness, and he sued him for that. He got a lot of money out of him. Anyway, so Picasso did plates. Maybe that's the takeaway here from that. A lot of people ask me, I don't know if a lot of people do, some people are curious. And I got into this conversation with somebody at a recent talk convention, the Talkers Convention, in early a couple of weeks ago in earlier June. What do you do, like Jay and I and James Collins, who's at the controls in our studio in Dallas, we talk during the breaks about things that are going to happen. Sometimes they're short conversations, sometimes they're long conversations. And also, during the breaks, I record things for the various stations around the country. So I was just kind of chuckling to myself. Larry Fuss is a great friend. He and I are partners with some other folks on a radio deal in Hawaii, and he owns a bunch of stations down in the Delta. He has stations all over the place. So every once in a while, he, like others, sends me material that we call liners. And so I spend a few minutes recording these liners, and then they get sent to him so that the people listening to the two WNIX stations, actually three of them, down in Greenville and Cleveland, Mississippi. So just for the heck of it, this is what I did a few minutes ago. CBS Sports coming up, plus the Delta Farm News. This is Good Day on WNIX, AM 1330 and FM 101.1 in Greenville, FM 103.1 in Cleveland. Now it's time for business news from Fox. Okay, so those of you down there will hear those.
Such a pro. That was so good.
Ah, there you go. All right, let's see what's going on here. Somebody, there's another poll if you want political polls. Here's one. I'm interested, to a point, I am for the first time in quite a while interested in some of the sub-candidates. And instead of, you know, the main candidates are, I suppose, Trump and DeSantis on one side, and Biden and RFK seem to be the two leading contenders on the Democratic side. I find myself very interested in Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I find myself not interested at all in Biden, and not interested at all in either Trump or DeSantis. But I find Chris Christie to be an interesting character. He sort of emerged for whatever the reason. Anyway, we all have different things that push our buttons. So I just was wondering whether you think, because he's been on the stump about Trump. How do you like that? Da-da-da-da-da-da. On the stump about
Trump.
Put that
on a T-shirt and sell it.
Yeah. So, the question here, to put a perspective on this, do you think Chris Christie's attacks are hurting Trump? They don't hurt him in my mind because I'm not a voter for Trump. Here's somebody who writes, he's almost Trump's equal in the showbiz department.
He's like, not stupid. You can't beat him, join him.
All right. He knows his political window is short. Christie's attacks on Trump might not land that much better than attacks on Trump from the mass media. I'm not sure about that one. And then there's a person who says he should think very carefully about whether his presence in the race would make Trump... they like to take shots at him because of things like the bridge to New Jersey from New York and what happened there. Did he really close it to get at one of his political rivals? You know, that kind of stuff.
So, but also, doesn't it just become noise when you have these candidates that just go after the other person and try to slam them and bring them down, tear them down? It's like, okay, but what are you going to do should you get in office? What have you done with your current time spent in office or whatever other positions? How are you going to bring your past experience to the present? I want to hear more of that stuff. I don't care what you think about other people because that's not really part of your job should you get the presidency or any other political office.
So the whole class business, the class warfare, the people who take on Christie, for example, like Trump, and where they come from, there's more and more of that information that's surfacing. And frankly, I find it, I've actually talked about it here, I think I did a couple of weeks ago, right, talking about how many Republicans, the supporters, whether they went to college or not, or how smart are they really, and That went over like a lead balloon. But listen, it was what I was thinking at the time. And then, you know, you look at the arrogance. I find people, maybe this is not a characteristic that I should share, but why not? It's worth a conversation. And you, maybe it stimulates you to think about why you believe what you believe. But because the Republicans may have one point of view, Democrats have another point of view. The Republican Party has fewer college graduates supporting it, and the Democrats have fewer from the working class supporting it. Is that something that is new? Nah, I don't think so. Do you think it is, Jay? I don't think the issues that turn on Democrats, the crime is probably number one in that. Is that something?
I don't think it's new, but it does seem more polarized,
prevalent
than it has in the past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think maybe that's it. It's being used more. I find that there's a lot of craziness, a lot of chaos, a lot of foolishness going on now, and I wish we could, as you were just suggesting, how do you separate the wheat from the chaff? Now, how do you separate the BS? We were talking about that on the Food Farm Family Report. When you look at labels for food, what are you really looking at? What do you really see? What are they telling you there? And the same thing labels when it comes to politics and how those are very misleading. The Democrats, you know, Republicans say all Democrats are the same. No, any more than all Republicans are the same. No, I really would like to be a Republican again. For honestly, because I more often than not identify with the major Republican points of view. But I can't stomach the stuff. And if I would have been a Democrat, I've voted for some Democrats in my life and been happy to do so. I would vote for Robert F. Kennedy. Given the current list of candidates right now running who would want my vote to run for president, of all of them, I probably feel closer in many respects to what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. stands for than any of the rest of them.
And you're voting for a person, not a party. The idea that people will vote for the party regardless of the person. Oh,
nonsense anymore. Yep. 18 after on Good Day.
The waves were mighty and fierce as could be when my lady and I got lost at sea. We tossed and turned and we nearly drowned when my brave little boat went down.
Huh. Whoa, 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 no, none of that's true. You haven't had a date in a year or two. The sea was calm and the sky was clear and you crashed right into the pier.
Yeah, fine.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
If you're fed up with your credit card's high interest rates and your balances are so out of control that they never seem to go down, one call to Consolidated Credit can get the relief you need. Consolidated Credit has helped over 6 million people with credit card debt, and their certified credit counselors are ready to help you. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast without destroying your credit. The program works, and the consultation is free. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-336-0167. 800-336-0167. That's 800-336-0167. Consolidated Credit Solutions, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492, Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to...
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help.
I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's 23 after the hour. Yes. Hello. Anybody home? This portion of the program focuses on social media happenings. What's happening, baby? And as I was discussing earlier, some of the things that care about, what is it that's valuable to you? We posted, what are the best traits in the people you care about most? Those you look up to, anybody who inspires you, that's on our social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. Interesting responses here. And this is why we do this, because we're trying to pick your brain. And the answers often make for good conversation. Hello, that's why we're here. So Teddy says, courage and honor, as it is in my teenage, when my teenage dad was a bomber pilot and his crew flew over Rommel's army and helped win the war, not just keeping it going. They made free the next generation, not like our smarmy types who licked the boots of the Communist Party, Chinese Communist. You know, I get people thinking like that, and I don't know that I disagree with him. I think we are licking the boots, in a manner of speaking, figuratively anyway, of the Chinese Communists. And so, yeah, what are we doing? I don't know. Who knows why we're doing it? I don't get that, other than, you know, maybe paying off the likes of Hunter Biden. And is that too simple? Is that too simplistic? Is it deeper? Yeah, I guess it is. It's much deeper than that. But still, hello, thanks very much. James, you all right? You fall over? Somebody pushed the wrong button. All right. Tisha writes, loving, joyful, peaceful, patient, kind, good, faithful, gentle. All these people. Someone who exhibits self-control. All fruits of the Spirit. How wonderfully put is that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What are the best traits? Yeah, go ahead.
I like Jenny. Jenny Wheeler is saying that as far as best traits and people you look up to or anyone who inspires you, Jenny says people like Doug, dependable, honest, caring, and giving.
That's sweet, Jenny. Thank you. That's very sweet. I am who I am. What's the old Popeye line? I am who I am. I am. People who know me say, you sound just like you on the radio. Hello. That's kind of what it is.
It's not an act. It's not a character.
No. Our friend Maria Trilogy writes, she always follows, and I appreciate that. She's a great friend. Compassion and kindness, never ever judging, even if you believe you know better. That's a problem that we all have. I find myself doing that from time to time. Maybe even when I refer to somebody with a negative connotation. Yeah, that's judgmental. Sean Stewart says, Tucker Carlson. Okay. If that's what, yeah, we ask for your thoughts. Gretchen says, patience. Christina Miller says, whether or not they are trustworthy. Mary McLaughlin writes, their compassion for the world. Judy Yeagel says, honesty. Jimmy Whittington says, using logic and reason. Now, that is something, isn't it? Think about that. How many people do you know, actually, who are logical when it comes to emotional things like some of these presidential candidates? We've made it, instead of using logic to figure out who to vote for, right? Uh-huh. We use nonsense, passion, or whatever you want to call it.
Well,
logic.
Want a candidate to be passionate for sure, but
no, but how are you
logical and reasonable? And you also don't want somebody. You want someone to have emotions, but not do their job based on their current emotional state or on their emotions. It is important to slow down and think. And again, be reasonable, be logical. I think those are great attributes in a potential president.
Too. Carrie Morgan says, trustworthiness, strength of character. Yep. Here's one. Sanity. I'll bet these make it into the Good Day download. Check it out every day, gooddayshow.com. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner at 28 after the hour.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
New to USAPodcasting.com.
Into the paranormal.
Normal. Normal. Normal.
Where the abnormal and paranormal collide. The number one paranormal podcast is on USAPodcasting.com.
What you believe might not be. Step into the zone.
The secret dungeon somewhere deep in the remote Pacific Northwest. I am Jeremy Scott. I'm always fascinated to talk about some of the classics when it comes to UFO cases, and tonight is no.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Titan, the Ocean Gate Expedition's deepwater submersible, holding a captain and four guests for a tour of the Titanic wreckage that went missing, was sadly found yesterday in what appears to be a catastrophic failure, killing all on board. Movie director James Cameron has roughly 33 dives to the Titanic site and told ABC News that materials used in Titan's structure was a bad choice.
This sub had no backup. It didn't have a lot of backup systems, from what I understand, and it was predicated on what I think of as a fundamentally flawed design principle, which is a carbon fiber hull, which when I first heard about a move toward composite hulls, and this was many years ago, even when I was designing my sub. I told those guys, I said, somebody's going to get killed in that sub or in a sub like it.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Good day!
Good day, sir!
Good day.
Hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
Next caller, go ahead.
Minds make creative thinking. We want to hear some of your creativity. Call 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
I love this. Not only because I love it. Love and Spoonful.
Crack this up, James.
In a young girl's heart, how the music is prettier. Whenever it starts and it's magic.
Magic!
The music is moving.
It'll have to be like an old-time movie.
I'll tell you about the magic and the free of soul. But it's like trying to tell a stranger about a
rock and roll. You believe in magic? Yes, I do. I believe in spirit. I believe in magic. I'm not sure I would call it. When I have these conversations with my friend Uri Geller, it's not about magic, although it is kind of magic. There are a lot of different, he calls it synchronicity, whatever it is. There are things that happen that are unexplainable. For example, if you were looking into this was the southwest sky last couple of nights, you would have seen the crescent moon. You would have seen Mars, like you could throw a rock at it. It's so bright. And I believe the other planet is Venus.
Am I correct with that, Jay? I believe that that's what
you are. Yes,
is in the
they
sky.
They were all very close to each other.
Yep. Yeah. Very. It's cool to see that sort of thing, and that seems like it's magical. The fact that we are here on this planet is magic. The fact that we exist and our bodies are what they are, it's magic. All this stuff is magic. The fact that you can create with another human being a third human being, just think about that. Mind-boggling. Magic. You get together, two people get together, and from it comes a third. How about that for magic? Yeah. All right, here's something else that's kind of magical. The blue whales have returned to California, and there are lots of them. As a matter of fact, levels of whales, the number of whales, haven't been seen like this since way back in the whaling industry. So they've been around. I know many of us take, I love to go out. If the weather is good and the sea is calm, I'll go out on a boat and take a nice long ride just to see things. We all have those whaling, you know, you go, have you ever done that, Jay? Gone on a whaling ship to go out and see the whales?
I've gone, I've driven places where there's always like a stop off, a lookout where you can see a lot of the whales. There's, you can just like look over out into the ocean and you see a bunch. what is it in Maui when you are going to traveling from like Wailea to Lahaina? There's a little stop along the way because Lahaina was a big whaling village back in the day.
Yeah, well, New Bedford, Massachusetts was. The East Coast had its whaling centers, and New Bedford was the biggest. But they killed so many of them, they'd kill them and take the blubber and use the whale oil for powering lights and ships and lots of other things. All right, so these are the largest animals on the planet. And they have returned to coastal California in huge numbers. Sightings on these whale watching trips, very common. Nice. And the impact of, sometimes there have been problems with ships actually striking the blue whales with they have a big population. You got to look out for them. I don't know. There's got to be radar that these sophisticated modern ships have that would tell you where the schools are around them, and then they avoid them. At any rate, commercial fishing tackle, sometimes they get wrapped up in that, and that takes a toll on them. I just think that it's kind of cool that there are as many as there are. There are people who have actually counted the number of blue whales that travel up from Mexico to the California waters every year by the thousands, right? There may be 25,000 or more of these going up and down the West Coast. It's like taking the train from San Francisco to Los Angeles. It's very cool, and they are very cool. So if you get a chance to go see them, you probably ought to take that opportunity. All right, well, while we're in California, this is not so good. We had good news from California, not so good news here. A couple of children were killed on one of the freeways. They ran into the traffic to get some fallen luggage that came off of their car.
Isn't that heartbreaking?
16-year-old Amy Beltran and 10-year-old Alan Aguilar were retrieving a piece of luggage that had fallen from the car in which they were riding. The mother pulled the car over to the shoulder. Now, this is near Mar Vista, which is actually where my children live, down on State Route 78. And in California, you don't do that. You just don't.
No.
You don't do it on any big highway, but especially with the craziness of what happens on California highways. Investigation continues. Apparently the person that ran over them is not, I don't see where that person's identified, but the mother was charged with driving under the influence. Oh, my God. Vehicular manslaughter while intoxicated, child endangerment. She deserves to get whatever she gets. The father and an aunt said that there were four other children in the car at the time of the accident. They've been homeless, this family, sleeping in the car. And they were on their way to buy a present for Father's Day. Jeepers. I mean, what do you do with that? What do you do with it? I mean, what do you do with that information? Mm-hmm. all right, so this
is good news.
Before we get to something, we were talking about this guy who had a hit and run history in California. He went to prison, he got out of prison, and now he's done the same thing in Minneapolis. Well, here's one. There was another one of these crashes. A guy who doesn't like Google. So he takes his car and drives it into the New York City headquarters of Google and hurts three employees. Right? He had been for years torturing people because of their use of Google. So he crashes a car into the New York City headquarters of Google.
Yeah.
Drives up on the sidewalk.
Three pedestrians.
Yeah.
The way into the building. One was a 12-year-old child.
Nuts.
The other two adult women, 50 and age 47.
Hmm. I don't know. Okay. Here's something. You might consider this to be good, or you might choke on this, Jay. There is a special giveaway for those of you who are Trump fans. Special giveaway right now. There's the MAGA make America. Well, it's not MAGA anymore. It's MAGAGA. That's me. That's more fun.
Yeah.
Apparently, the folks in the Trump campaign are giving away 250 complimentary Trump knives. Okay. These are collector's edition knives. So you can grab your complimentary Keep America Great Trump knife. You can go. You get them free. You have to pay for shipping and handling. And it's all over a couple of the Trump sites. Right? That's not good now. That's not good enough.
Well,
is it?
Who doesn't like free kitchenware?
I suppose. Is that what this is? Kitchenware. A Trump knife. Right. Okay. Well, listen. That could be. I'm so distracted by that story of those kids. I'm not sure where to go. You know what the best thing to do is? When Walter Cronkite said this, when I was in college, we had the International Radio, Intercollegiate Radio Association that I belonged to, and we went to New York every year for a conference, and Walter Cronkite was the guest speaker at one of our conferences, and one of the youngsters said, what happens when you get stuck and you don't know what to do between one story and another? And he looked at the kid and said, go to commercial. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off Super Paint products and Super Deck stains June 16th through the 26th. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
There we go.
Ba 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 ba.
Adventures. And the theme from Hawaii 5-0 is a great summer tune, for sure. 14 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Okay, so I found a couple of good things, Jay. A couple of good things. First off, the grandfather who won an arm wrestling contest, right? He started arm wrestling 3 years ago. He got sick with COVID and almost met the Reaper, and now he's back at it. He researched on the internet how to get involved with arm wrestling, and then he joined the local arm wrestling club as soon as the pandemic was over. He said members were all different sizes and shapes and ages. Friendly group. His first few bouts ended with humiliating defeat. But anyway, he figured out he had a talent for this. He was a lifelong gym member. He had a strong physique. But that doesn't gain, that's not how you win at arm wrestling. It's great to be strong. You see some of these men and some of the women who are huge and strong and have big muscles. But you got to train the right muscles in order to make this work. And he figured that out. And now he says, I'm the European gold medalist. And that feels pretty special. I guess it probably would. He competes all over.
All that hard work paid off.
Yeah. Those tiny muscles in your arms, it's great to be strong. I think strength is fabulous, great on men and women. But for the arm wrestling thing, you got to, I know it looks kind of silly when you're doing some of those exercises in the gym. But it just, you know, you got to do it. You got to see both men and women. I've seen men and women who have the forearms. Is it? You have these huge forearms, and that's part of it. So good for him. Congratulations. All right, after figuring out what, you know, how can I occupy my time? A lot of people didn't know what to do with their time during COVID. This guy figured it out. Good for him. All right, here's something else that's good. Want to travel to Ireland? My friend Uri Geller, mentioned him twice this hour, has an island off the coast of Scotland. Now, there's news from Ireland today. They will pay you to live on one of their remote islands. I've been to Ireland, I think, what, 2-3 times?
Oh, I bet it's beautiful.
It really is. And it's cold most of the time, but the cliffs and the pastures and the, if you're on the coast, the salty ocean breeze that comes up. So now, the government of Ireland has announced this week that if you want to move to one of their remote islands, they'll pay you $92,000. It's called Our Living Islands. So in order to make people believe they're living islands, they got to get you to go live on the island. So their offshore island population has dwindled significantly. It's only 3,000 now. And so they want to build it back up again, and they figure it's worth an investment of $92,000. So if you want to go, contact the Irish Embassy, and I'm sure they'll be happy to help you out. All right, there is more help from the Good Day program at 10 before the hour.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Well, the guitar stuff wailing around here today. All right, normally Dr. Ken is here with the questions that people have for him, but because he's out today, I am forced. No, I'm not. I love
Dr.
this.
Dr. Doug.
No, I'm not going to be Dr. Although, I have played Dr. Doug on the radio, but I'd rather do food, farm, and family news because it's closer to my heart. And by the way, with the appropriate food, I can be Dr. I suppose I'm Dr. Doug in a way because I'm suggesting to you various types of foods, a reason to eat foods, looking at labels, I mean, all kinds of things that we cover every day in the segment on food, farm, and family. We also, Jay compiles lots of things that show up on the website that we have, foodfarmfamily.com. So you can certainly check that out. Because this is June is busting out all over. It's dairy month. There is some interesting news. There's always a lot of interesting news. I'm a cow guy, a dairy guy. I have been around cows all my life, and my farm specializes in Jersey heifers, Jersey cows. We have a sanctuary, but we don't just have Jerseys on the sanctuary. We have Holsteins, and we've got some Herefords, and a couple of Brown Swiss, and you know, you can come visit the farm and see, or you can go to EastleighFarm.com and see the cows wandering around out in the pasture. Here's the story of some new technology that will help dairy farms meet the goals that some in the government want them. You know, there's all this, let's not eat meat. It's bad for the planet. I saw an ad yesterday for, was it Morningstar? I think one of the, you know, those the meatless burgers.
Uh-huh.
And this moron on the thing saying, we'll save the planet by eating these Morningstar burgers. Right. Okay. Fewer
it's
carbs.
One of those things of like eating whole foods, meatless, just actually meatless whole foods, is far different from eating a lot of these processed.
It's all soy.
Alternatives.
Stuff's crap.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, there are a lot of people who have soy intolerances, straight up soy allergies anymore.
So on the labels, they put
it's running rampant.
Right. When you look at the ingredients on the label, it'll often say contains soy, wheat, milk, that kind of stuff, because a lot of people have allergies to them. Anyway, let's see the story of Denise Menz. She and her family run a farm store. They have a herd of 600 cows, 300 are milking. That usually is the way it is. They usually have twice as many cows, 600, so 300 milking, and then 300 heifers, young calves, that sort of thing coming along. Makes sense. For this family, sustainability is a priority. So they have an anaerobic digester on the farm that turns waste into electricity. This is happening more and more and more on farms. That's why this kid who's talking about methane emissions from the cows doesn't, his head is where, you know, it doesn't sun, there's no sun where his head is. So the Cabot Cheese people are promoting this, among others, ways that dairy farmers can remain sustainable and profitable. The dairy that this fellow, the man's family runs, gets left out of local food conversation, but mostly because they're doing what, you know, is important. Another reason to go to local farms, see what's going on there. Milk is a local commodity. Most of the time, it's very perishable. And so most of the time when you buy milk in the store, it's come from a plant. It's not come from a farm. It's come from a plant, a production facility, like a factory. And they are subject to the same vagaries that other factories have. You hear us every day doing our local, the Food Farm Family Report, usually is an hour before you're hearing this every single day. And you can hear it in replays, and you can hear it on the foodfarmfamily.com website. But we are certainly talking about buying from local farmers. You don't have to worry about the same things that you do. And milk especially is very perishable, very fast. We're now milking a couple of cows and drinking the raw milk from the cows. Reminds me of how I grew up. I love the raw milk. And
remind me why you can't sell raw milk anymore. Is it
well, because the people
legalities?
Who go to the traditional health colleges like Princeton, they teach them that raw milk is bad, which is the worst thing. There's nothing healthier than raw milk. It's how it is handled. It's how you milk the cow. How clean are the facilities? That sort of thing. That's really what, if you want to drink raw milk, I've gotten strainers and filters and stuff to make sure there's nothing in the raw milk that would hurt people. The pasteurization kills all the nutrition, the taste, the flavor, everything. So if you can find raw milk, I advise you to drink it. Good way to celebrate Dairy Month. It's June on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.